This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Police chief made this very clear. He met with the community this morning that this is not an acceptable police technique. I think what is happening right now is that finally people are starting to see videos of some of these cases. I think over time that changes minds, but it is not enough time to change the life for someone like George Floyd or someone like Philando Castile. You just can't have something like this happen. He was pleading for his life, and outsiders were telling the officer very clearly, he can't breathe, he can't breathe. This was not a sudden mistake or a procedure gone bad. This was over a period of time.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar reacts to the death of George Floyd. He worked at the Conga Latin Bistro in Minneapolis. He works security. People called him the gentle giant. The gentle giant choked to death by several police officers, allegedly, but clearly we could see the video for the procedure that was being used. Those officers, the four involved in what happened on Monday, were fired on Tuesday. And not just in Minnesota, but elsewhere, we are feeling the effects of that, and the conversation is being heard around the country. I'm Kate Delaney, and on this show, you know, we talk about what is going on in my backyard, in your backyard, and the stories that we are all affected by. And this is horrifying to see this video. Once it was flopped up on social media, you know, you just shook your head. Politics aside, because this has nothing to do with politics, not a damn thing to do with politics. It's nice to once crack open the shore and the show, not at the shore, but to crack open the show and say, this is just wrong. This is just wrong. Republicans and Democrats reacted to that. It's a shame. I've told you before how I feel about some amazing police officers, and I know they're not happy about seeing what they saw, procedures gone awry and not done correctly. We're certainly going to get into that. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Very odd. I said that on a previous show because normally, woohoo, we kick off summer. We honor those that gave their lives so that we can live the way we do in the United States of America with the freedom that we feel. And now we see what it's like as we have been quarantined, locked down, worried about the virus, all that sort of stuff. It feels so very different from what a normal Memorial Day would feel like. And that kicked off the conversation about to mask or not to mask. There is such a thing called mask shaming now, which I think is ridiculous, and I'm going to tell you why here in a second. You look at the deaths from COVID-19, 100,000. It's officially 100,000. 361 have recovered, thank goodness, 172 million confirmed cases worldwide, 350,000 deaths, 228 million recovered, 5.58 million cases. And we look at Brazil and you see these people that are just fighting for their lives, much like some of the horrific video we saw of people that were on ventilators and didn't make it in the United States. Brazil, second to the United States with over 24,000 deaths. In the beginning of the virus, they didn't take it serious at all. Ah, it's just like the flu. Flu symptoms, that's what it's about. Yeah, don't worry, just some flu symptoms. And then, of course, people were celebrating and do what they normally do. Brazil's a fabulous country. People are very gregarious, touchy, celebratory, that whole kind of thing. And it backfired to not have a policy in place. So Brazil leapfrogged so many other countries in Europe that weren't doing well in the beginning of COVID-19. So we do live and converse, I'm sure, at least a couple of times in your world about COVID-19 and how it is affecting our lives. And like I said at the top, to mask or not to mask, that's the big question. And honoring those that have fallen, the president did social distance quite clearly as he was honoring those that we've lost with Melania, the first lady. And then there was a contrasting video of Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, the former VP who is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats in the race for president on the Democratic side of things to go against Trump, who is looking for his second term, as you know. So they both had masks, and that just opened the debate more about whether you should have to wear masks or you shouldn't have to wear them. Let's just say this. The financial people are not stupid. Wall Street opened up. And when Wall Street opened up, guess what? Required, you had to have a mask. If you were on the trader floor, if you were on the trading floor, you had to have a mask because nobody was taking that chance. Excitement kicks up. It's about the droplets that could easily leave your lips on the stock exchange floor. So it was never even a question when they kicked open for business at the New York Stock Exchange that it's obviously going to look different. And we know that, but the floor was shut down in March. Two people tested positive for COVID-19, and they went all electronic for the first time in 228 years. Bringing it back, only 25% of the people who work on the floor allowed back when the bell rang on Tuesday after Memorial Day, but traders had to wear masks. There's plexiglass barriers to keep them apart. They had to sign a waiver preventing them from suing the exchange if they got infected because, oh, yeah, there is that thing that you get COVID-19, your family, and can you blame them? They want to sue. Morgan Stanley, they didn't even send brokers back to the floor right away. Some of the smaller brokerage firms, nada, not doing it. And mostly, too, their revenue dried up when the pandemic slammed them. But that just shows you, again, as we look at this whole idea of to mask or not to mask, why would it be necessary if this wasn't something that could save lives? If we just do the mask thing and we just social distance, especially social distancing is so key. Oh, what a difference it can make. All right, I started off saying about the four officers fired after a black man died in police custody. He was saying clearly, and you could see it on the video, because of course there was video, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. He was saying it over and over and over again. So this death struggle with the officers is under investigation by the FBI and state agents, and it drew all kinds of comparisons to the case of Eric Garner, who was an unarmed black man in New York who died in 2014 when he was placed in a chokehold by police. He was pleading for his life. He said he couldn't breathe. And so there was an officer kneeling on his neck and during his arrest, and he pleaded over and over again, I cannot breathe. I can't breathe. And what happened was Floyd matched the description of a suspect in a forgery case and resisted arrest. The video showed an unidentified officer kneeling on his neck, ignoring the pleas. This has got to stop. I mean, it has to stop. Witnesses all over the place. Watched, couldn't believe it, tried to do something, to no avail, and he died. Stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
They'll be grabbing them from mailboxes. They'll even be printing them. They'll use the same paper, the same machines, and they'll be printing ballots illegally. And they'll be sending them in by the hundreds of thousands, and nobody's going to know the difference. We can't do that. You want to vote? You really have to. Absentee is okay. You're sick. You're away. As an example, I have to do an absentee because I'm voting in Florida, and I happen to be president. I live in that very beautiful house over there that's painted white.
Fills out his absentee mail-in ballot and sends it to Florida to vote in the primary. Now, why is that not something that is susceptible to fraud or fraud? There's no evidence at all. There's no reason why we can't have an honest, decent vote, and the president is always lying about voting.
All right, mail-in voting, hot, hot, hot topic. Why? Because we're getting close to this election. By the time we swing through what happens in the summer, and let's hope not a second wave of COVID-19, but there is the prep for that. We know November will be here before you can shake a stick, and we look at what's going to happen voting-wise. Remember in Wisconsin when they were voting in a primary, what happened there? People came down with COVID-19. There you go again with the mask and social distancing and all those sort of things that may come into play and may make a difference. So is it make sense to be able to vote by mail? Is it ridiculous to think it can be clean and sweet as a whistle if you vote by mail? Would there be jimmy rigging going on with the votes like the president is saying? Well, first of all, I would say this. Forget the politics of this once again. Voting by mail nationally wouldn't necessarily be quite as easy Sounds easy in theory, right? Well, okay, well then can't, you know what you think of? Think of even the census. They are pounding the you know what, the crap out of us to get the census done to the point where they're knock on doors and everything else. Because they need that information, right? And your area wants the information, but people get lazy, don't get it, don't feel like filling out. Who knows what the reason is? And think of all the paper going out, all of that back and forth. And then people who don't take the census, they're afraid, they're under the wire, whatever it is. So voting by mail, how easy would that be to check it? How easy would it be to ensure that it was absolute or very close to absolute when you talk about the election? Because think about when you go in, you know, a polling place, what that's like. So it became a Twitter feud over fact checks and all of that and the mail voting earlier in the day and whether it be rigged or not. One of the things that the president tweeted out is he said there is no way, zero, that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent. Mailboxes will be robbed, ballots will be forged, and even illegally printed out and fraudulently signed. The governor of California is sending ballots to millions of people. Anyone. So that's the whole thing of how do you ensure that it's clean? How do you ensure that it's going to the right people, that it's checked, all that sort of stuff? So I think if it was blanket anyway, it'd be pretty tough. But our elections shock me anyway, that so often there's something that falls apart. And I shouldn't say so often, but enough that every time it happens and the votes are counted, oh, we have to count by hand. Oh, something happened to the machine. Oh, you know, what for whatever reason. But now California is a great example. California sends ballots to millions of people. Anyone living in the state, they get it. What does that mean? And, you know, actually, who does it favor? Does it favor Republicans or does it favor Democrats or does it not really come into play? I mean, mail-in voting is pretty popular. 5 states allow registered voters to vote entirely by mail. You knew that, right? Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Utah. Lots of people listening to us in those states. In fact, I got, I'll do an early mailbag hit here before we go to the mailbag, and I got this one from Jacqueline, who says, Kate, I don't get the deal about this war over voting by mail, because I have certainly done it many, many times. I know my vote is counted, and I think our election commission is capable of handling this. Why can't they do this? They've done it in the past. Of course it could be vulnerable, but everything we do is vulnerable, but I don't think on a big scale. And if we have to do it because of the coronavirus, isn't it better to have your vote counted? So you got 20, if you go back and you look at info from the past, you got about 28 million mail-in ballots from 4 elections from 2012 to 2018 that were neither returned as undeliverable or not returned by voters. So, I don't know, would it be vulnerable to fraud, more fraud than voting in person? I think it would be, but not necessarily on a massive scale the way it's being portrayed. Because I think about when I go to vote and how much they check. They're checking the ID, they're looking, they're taking the sticker. And I always think, you know what, I think when I'm voting, it's pretty safe. I think however I'm voting, who I'm voting for, going through all the local issues, blah, 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 I think it's pretty good. That's what I would say. But this is going to be a raging debate as to whether the, you know, it's going to be jimmy rigged or the scales are tilted in one direction if this is allowed to happen, even though it's already going on in some states. And how vulnerable would we be? And obviously you're going to have Biden take swings at Trump and vice versa, because we're getting close to the election and there's going to be more polls that come out. The economy is rocky. Unemployment is sky high. There's a concern about the question mark, of course, living on top of us called the coronavirus. And when does it, it's going to be a different normal, but when does it really feel like we've gotten back to something that resembles what it once was, but better? See, I think it can be better, but right now this is the tough period. The massive unemployment or underemployment even across the board. And then dealing with reopening, trying to reopen safely, having the raging debate about masks and whether it's you call people out if they're not wearing a mask or you call people out if they are wearing a mask. I mean, it's the mask rhetoric is crazy. You can always weigh in to mask or not, mask on, mask off, 855-266-2283. 855-266-5283. I'll give you an example. I dropped the puppy who goes 100 miles an hour, the new puppy off at daycare. They all had masks on. They came out to everyone's car, got the dogs, no problem. The people in the cars didn't pull up in masks, but they had a mask in their car and then threw them on when there was a little bit of that interaction. Didn't seem to be that big of a deal, so they were just carrying it in the car, right, and threw it on. And there was no rule about that unless you stepped into the vet's office, because it's really not the vet's office, the daycare area. It's called Doggies Wonderland, because dogs get excited. It was a tiny, tiny, small receptionish area, and there would be no social distancing if you try to cram everyone in there, so they just cut it off the pass, don't have a problem with it, and go and do the whole curbside thing, which is essentially what's happening a lot. In fact, with restaurants, because restaurants are just getting clobbered, and if they've got 25% capacity, 50% capacity, they're talking about blocking off more roads, having more outdoor seating, trying to figure out the solution instead of finger pointing and figuring out, okay, how do we do this? How do we get the people in the restaurant business really going so that they're being able to pay rents and pay people and all the things that they, you know, have to do? And I'll say this about the whole mask thing. The president called wearing a face mask politically correct on Tuesday. Joe Biden, you heard at the top there, he went after the president. He called him a fool for demeaning them. And it highlights this mask on, mask off thing that has emerged all of a sudden around the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, at the news conference in the Rose Garden, the president asked a reporter, can you take it off because I can't hear you? And he was referencing a face mask. So I think that's going to continue as well. Meanwhile, some people are making a ton of money off of face masks because they're pumping them out all over the place.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is approaching 1.7 million as the death toll continues to rise. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the country is grieving.
Every loss of life counts. We say 100,000, but like the president says, you know, one death is something to be mourned. These 100,000 individuals have a face. The president takes this very seriously. It's why he lowered the flag to half staff for 3 days to remember these men and women.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hair salons and barbershops in some parts of the state will be allowed to reopen as long as the proper steps are taken.
We're making progress. We're moving forward. We're not looking back, but we are walking into the unknown, the untested.
The Los Angeles and San Francisco areas are not included in the change. This is USA Radio News. Things have settled down in Chicago after a surge of violence over the holiday weekend. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Chicago's police superintendent David Brown says 49 people were shot and at least 10 people were killed.
The violence throughout the city on Memorial Day weekend was nothing short of alarming.
Brown adding that there were more than 200 guns recovered over the three-day weekend as well. Chief of Operations Fred Waller also addressed large gatherings that he said took place despite the stay-at-home order being in place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is threatening to move the GOP convention out of Charlotte, North Carolina, unless Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, agrees to allow access to the convention center in August. The governors of Georgia and Florida, both Republicans, say they're willing to have the gathering in their states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No OAS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I just turn my eyes down.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, what's shaking America and beyond our borders? I know we have people listening in other places like Pablo listening in Madrid, Spain. Happy to say in Spain they're doing a lot better than they were a month ago, but still there are the fears of the virus and social distancing and all that kind of stuff. And Madrid is the size of New York. It's New York, only people speak Spanish, and it's in Europe. So our way of life globally has changed across the board. We certainly know that. All right, let's go to this first one. This one is from the Mac Attack. And he says, "Yo, Delaney, I know you're excited about sports. I could tell when I was listening to you the other day talking about that weak Tom Brady effort in the match." And I thought it was pretty funny, too, and I heard you say that he split his pants. But I guess there is something to getting a little sports action going on. I suppose you and I could be kindred spirits. I know you thrive on the politics, the business, and the heartbeat of what's happening. And that includes sports, doesn't it now? So are you excited about the fact that it looks like we are going to have sports with new fans? I think it's very strange, but I think it's smart to do it. I think it's smart to move forward if you can do the things that they're doing, and they will. So, meaning, you know, they're being cautious, they being the leagues, about how guys are going back in to work out and et cetera, and then to actually play the games. Because remember, it was pretty scary when you started to see these NBA players come down with COVID-19, and it seemed like it seems like a dream, right? Doesn't it seem like a dream if you wind the clock back to the beginning of March? I mean, I had this show on the road. I was in San Diego. This is the furthest thing from my mind. Although we were talking about China, we were talking about the virus, we were, but certainly not thinking this is what's going to happen, and we're going to be in these situations where we have to make decisions. And of course, that's what's happened in sports. I mean, you know, people are out of work. The people that thrive and survive on sports, and they do thrive, meaning some of the vendors, some of those people where their whole families are involved in it, and then kaput. It's all kaput because the giant stadiums are not going to be filled up. But at least there's sports to watch. It continues the conversation in lots of different directions. It gives us a mind break, for goodness sake. So when we go to the Man Cave, I'll talk about the NHL, but they're gonna come back for sure. And I mean, all across the board are saying they're coming back. It's just a question of what it's gonna look like. That's it. What is that gonna look like? All right, then I got this one from Big Al. I like when he's like Mac Attack, Big Al. This is like 90s radio. So Big Al says, "Hey, Kate, listening to you in Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, thanks for always giving us a shout-out, the tri-state area. It sounds as though you've spent your childhood in Connecticut, New Jersey, and in New York. And we are getting through this, and, of course, much better than we saw when all of this first started to crack down in Connecticut. There are some sad stories, and I think it's fair to say that we shouldn't forget the people who lost their lives, because it's a tragedy, no doubt. And there are many who were frontline people who sacrificed the ultimate, and their own families are suffering as a result. So, you know, we have more than 3,500 people who have died. So please, people, keep them in your thoughts and prayers." Yeah, it's over 3,700 now. And if you broke down all the counties, I think Fairfield County, I used to work with a great guy that, when I worked at WFAN in New York, who came from Fairfield County, and they've got well over 1,100 deaths, you know, in that area, and then confirmed cases, close to 15,000 confirmed cases. And so much has to do with the, you know, was somebody working somewhere? Was somebody at a restaurant? So I'll give you an example. I have a friend who lives outside of Philadelphia, and she was telling me that she hadn't actually told very many people the story, but that her neighbors, great neighbors, they've been there for a while, they have kids, whole thing. He runs a restaurant, so they were being cautious, cleaning everything. Only a handful of them were there. They were doing takeout. Somebody came in. They were sick. They didn't say anything. They had COVID-19. Gave it to him. Gave it to the other workers, the people that worked for him. And so, of course, it just spread like wildfire. And why was that? Because someone who worked there was someplace where somebody who had it gave it to him. I mean, we know this. It's like a sick, sad, twisted game of whack-a-virus, right? It's like a game of chance in some cases. You know, you think of what happened over the Memorial Day weekend and those kids partying down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and now they're talking about, listen, they got a social distance. That, you know, all those pool partiers and all those people in Missouri who weren't paying attention at that just crowded festivity need to be quarantined for 14 days or until they get a negative test. But you know what? They're traveling, and what do you have, chips on them? You don't have chips on them. So it is reckless behavior, right? Now, that's reckless behavior. That's not the same thing as, oh, I ran into the store, no one was hardly there, I didn't have a mask on. I was pumping gas, and there was someone that was across from me, and I didn't have a mask on. Everybody else at the pumps had a mask on. That's not, there's no even comparison. When you're half naked and a little bit toasty, if you know what I mean, and you're hanging out in a pool all day long, and you're close to so many people. It is a risk to the people around all of them. The St. Louis mayor said, you know, listen, safely enjoying the lake is one thing, but they weren't safely enjoying the lake. The possibility of asymptomatic spread is scary. And that's the thing, right? And what the St. Louis mayor said is, listen, if you weren't part of that group that didn't social distance or mask for the sake of your families, telling other people, stay home for 14 days. So you might not have been there, stay home, because you could get exposed to it. That's how contagious we know and think this is. So don't, you know, they didn't take the personal responsibility, but you could get nailed with it. So do it so that you don't have that problem. All right, this one is from Tony, and Tony says, hey, Kate, when do you think the economy will turn around? Well, that's an interesting question. I think, you know, we are in a deep but short recession, recession, depression, whatever you want to call it, because you see everyone around, chunks of their business taken out, unemployed, scrambling, dipping into 401ks if they can, in sheepishly, and nobody should be embarrassed ever, it's going through this pandemic, but in lines to get food, pantry food, whatever they can do. And I think I think with the reopening, safe reopening, consumers are confidently going back into some places, so that'll rebound some of the economy. And then by the end of the year, things will even out. It depends on whether there's a second wave or not. And certainly by the end of next year, we should be even and getting better and growing. And ultimately, there will be a huge growth spurt when all of this is cleaned up. The problem is, you know, we could be talking about a year and a half. And so much does rest on a vaccine and testing and where the location is, and you know that all of that matters and gets thrown into the pot of, okay, if we're going to weigh in on the economy, it's people that are able to go back to jobs, it's places staying open, it's places being forward thinking as much as they can to try and survive. I mean, look, Apple stores, that's like going to a restaurant, right? You have to make these reservations. Oh, we're going to the Genius Bar. You're there waiting to have whatever, get a new product, have them work on something. They got about 100 Apple stores that are reopening this week. And, they're just letting people pick up what they need to pick up or ask the question they need or do any of that. But they're telling them, here's the example of the mask or no mask, that you need to be wearing face coverings. So they're not letting you show up at the Apple store, you have an appointment, and you don't want to wear a mask, they're booting you out. That's it. You're done. Toast. All right, how about this one? This one is from Allie, and Allie says, Kate, I last heard when I heard you and the Hubs talking about chicken sandwich wars, Popeye versus Chick-fil-A, did you see that KFC is now looking into a new chicken sandwich that's a lot bigger and crispier? I think they're trying to be part of that conversation. Yeah, you think? It's a new sandwich. It's a big rollout, and it does seem like they're doing. I don't know if they're doing it. They're in the chicken business, but they're trying to have it morph into something like the other chicken sandwiches are. And they said the reason they did it, they said they needed to upgrade. They needed to get bigger. They needed to have a more premium sandwich than ever. So that whole new rollout, we'll see how it does. And if it does well in a bunch of cities in Florida, they're going to roll it out nationwide. Man Cave next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave. Man cave.
All right, man cave, baby, we are here. By the way, it's a woe man cave, too. So any women who are game, you are welcome to participate. You know, when things get cooking with sports, we will do some really cool contests because I've got a huge prize contest coming up for really incredible stuff. And it has to do with the NFL. Let's put it that way. It's called Nail the Score. So on the ice, stick and puck, I like to watch it, but we're not doing anything with that. The NHL announced a 24-team playoff tournament to complete the 2019-20 season. Here's what Commish Gary Bettman had to say.
When the given go-ahead from the medical experts and the relevant government authorities is given, 24 of our 31 teams will resume play. The top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
bummer for those teams that can't play giddy up, but listen, we're all in the pandemic and this is how it goes. So you heard what he had to say. It's based on points, percentages, calculating the team's record at the time of the pause, all that kind of stuff. The top four seeds in every conference automatically advance to the traditional round of 16, but seeds 5 through 12 would have to play their way in. So they're talking about the hub cities that are going to be announced. One for the East, one for the West, and potential cities include Chicago, Columbus, Vegas, Edmonton, Vancouver. And trust me, they all want it because even without the fans, there still would be money that would be spent in the city. Players would have to stay somewhere. They would have other people that would be part of the team. There would be some action. There would be some action. There would be some money that would go into that particular arena. So we'll see what they choose. It could be Vegas. I was thinking maybe it would be Vegas, but maybe not. I'm thinking West. Maybe not. And Chicago could be where they pick East, except for, it depends on how close quarters are you talking about and et cetera. So it might not be. He's not really tilting his hand. He's not letting us know. We could debate over that. In fact, if we were Michael Jordan, we'd make bets on it. What do you think the odds are that it'll be Chicago? What do you think the odds are Vegas will be in the mix? Yeah. All right, this is the deal with the sports. So you heard about the NHL, the 24-team playoff tournament. Then they're finished, boom, crown a winner, that whole kind of thing. Something that's interesting is the players' union in Major League Baseball. They say they're not happy with the economic proposal for the 2020 season, saying that it's disappointing. Union reps are saying, you know, like Adam Miller from the Cardinals, that, listen, we want to play, it's what we do, but we have responsibilities to protect the rights of the players. If this was about getting the game to the fans in 2020, we would have no issues finding the common ground. But they're talking about the fact that there'd be a percentage of salaries that would be prorated. So the players being paid the most, taking the biggest salary cuts. And you know, they're not happy about that. Veterans with the highest salaries would take the biggest slice, as much as 50% from their prorated salaries. Younger players, they have the least amount of money on the table. They would get most of their guaranteed salary. And then the proposal that's out there would include a scale that would pay players a percentage of their salary at different intervals of the season through the postseason, and then there was a larger share of postseason money to the players. That they don't want to see that. Players are being asked to accept pay cuts by as much as 75% from the original guarantees. A 75% cut is pretty high. And, you know, so what does that mean? So let's say you took Gerrit Cole from the Yankees. He was originally supposed to make $36 million this season. He would now earn about $8 million in the half season, and that's where the compromises fall down, and the conversation is about, do we really want to sign this deal? Does it make sense? So there's still lots of debate happening there. Lots and lots of debate. Now, NBA, different story. NBA, they're really trying to figure this out that, hey, not that they're trying to do that in Major League Baseball, but they're saying neutral site. Let's just go to a neutral site, and that makes, you know, that makes sense to me. You know, we could go to Orlando. They're talking about Disney World. There's a facility where they could play, and they could get everything in. They could do that. And again, we'll see if the restart plans float or not. There's some players that think, well, this is stupid. It's meaningless games. I mean, really, are they? Does it mean anything? And if we have this new format, who does it hurt? Who does it help? And of course, it's going to hurt some people. Definitely. But is it better to squeeze some stuff in to lift people's spirits, to do the no fans for now. I think it's better to do it. I think it's better to go full steam ahead and figure out how do we make this happen. How can we make this kind of exciting? Sorry, can't have the fans, but what can we do to make it more of a rush, more of a, hey, we'll be back and it'll before you know it. And if I'm them, I want to do that. I want to figure it out. I want to do it. Like, just do it. Just go figure it out and get ready for it. And you can imagine the shape, too. I was thinking about this, that some of these athletes were normally they'd be in much better shape. But with the virus, even some of them are crazy workout hounds. There are some things they couldn't do and wouldn't be part of the routine. I think that, but I guess all things being equal, everybody's got the same problem, right? Yeah. I think this is brilliant. I suggested this to somebody the other day. Like, okay, so we're in, and again, we're in the pandemic. Let's refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. All of you can do the same things that I'm talking about, even on a small scale. So the Dolphins announced that they're launching an outdoor drive-in theater inside Hard Rock Stadium. They're going to use it to show marquee games in their team's history, classic movies, commencement ceremonies, concerts, all that kind of stuff. And they also are hosting an open-air theater that can host small groups for the intimate viewing experience, they're saying, in the complex plaza. And they can host up to about 230 cars. Family-friendly event is what they're saying during the pandemic. And it's crazy. I think a lot of us are looking for that nostalgia. And, yes, let's go to the drive-in. I'm all for it. How many drive-ins exist in the United States? Hardly any. Right? Hardly any. And now, here's the thing. With that amount of cars, a lot of people want to do it, so they have to plan ahead, weeks and weeks ahead, and hopefully get tickets, because that's what the Dolphins are doing. They're being proactive, and they're thinking of innovative ways to function during the pandemic, that they could host how many and do it safely, too, once everything opens up, so that maybe they could have some fans. Some fans. So the plan as of now is to include having fans in the stands. But if they don't, at least they are ready to make a move and change that up, and they'll figure it out a lot better after numerous conversations, right? So smart. I say smart on them. I love what Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says. I'm not going to be ready for the opener after surgery. He agreed to a one-year, $1.5 million contract last Friday, confirming speculation he's not going to be ready for the September 13th season opener against the Bills because of the neck that was recently repaired. There's going to be a lot of guys, Joey, that are not ready for the beginning of the NFL season. All right, the band is telling me I got to get off the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.